Could we turn again tonight to our New Testaments?
今天晚上让我们再翻到新约。
We first of all want to read those two verses from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
那首先我们再念一下《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章的那两节经文。
Verses 23 and 24.
第二十三节，第二十四节。
So if you could please turn there with us.
所以让我们一同翻到那里。
And let's listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit as we read the Word of God.
当我们读神的话的时候，让我们倾听圣灵的声音。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十三节。
Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
And then let's read a couple of verses in Colossians, first in chapter 1.
我们再读加拉太书，先读第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
Colossians.
对，
加拉太书。哥罗西书，对，哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 28.
一章二十八节。
And we proclaim him, admonishing every man, and teaching every man with all wisdom, that we may present every man complete in Christ.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
And then in chapter 2, verses 9 and 10.
第二章的第九、第十节。
Chapter 2 of Colossians, verse 9.
哥罗西书第二章的第九节。
For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. And in him you have been made complete.And he is the head over all rule and authority.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
And then let's read again tonight from Romans chapter 8.
那我们再读罗马书第八章。
And we'll begin to read in verse 28.
我们从第二十八节开始。
And read through verse 30.
那我们一直要到读到第三十节。
Romans 8:28.
罗马书第八章的二十八节。
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And whom he predestined, these he also called. And whom he called,These he also justified, and whom he justified, these he also glorified.
罗马书第八章的二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样， 使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
A number of months ago, when I was asked what I would share during this time that we were together,
几个月以前，我们大会已经有问我，在这个聚会当中，我要跟大家分享什么。
I felt my heart impressed with this verse in 1 Thessalonians.
那我感觉神将帖撒罗尼迦的这段经文放到前书的这段经文放到我的心里。
And to me, it has been a very precious time fellowshipping and meditating before the Lord about what our brother Paul has to say here.
那我感觉在主的面前，在默念保罗的这段经文在与主交通的当中是非常宝贝的。
You notice how Paul prays big prayers?
你们知道保罗的祷告常常是非常大非常高的。
He doesn't say, Lord bless us.
他不会说主啊祝福我们。
You know, that's an easy thing for the Lord to do.
因为主要做这个事其实是很容易。
That's who he is.
因为他是一个赐福的神。
He's a God who loves to pour out blessing.
他是一个喜爱将他恩典倾倒出来的神。
And if he has some people who are willing to receive it,
那只要那些给他那些愿意接受的人。
Then his heart rejoices.
那他的心也因此而欢喜。
But when Paul prays,
但当保罗祷告的时候
，the prayers we have in Colossians,
譬如说我们在加拉太书里面的祷告
，the prayers we have in Philippians,
在腓立比书里面的祷告
，those two wonderful prayers in Ephesians,
在以弗所书里面那两个奇妙的祷告
，and now this prayer in 1 Thessalonians,
同时还有在帖撒罗尼迦前书的这个祷告。
Now you notice it's short.
你注意到没有？这是非常短的祷告。
Not a many words,
没有很多的字
but what a prayer!
但这是何等的祷告
Do you know how big this is?
你能够想象这个祷告有多高吗
Do you know what he's asking God to do?
你知道他在叫神要做什么事吗
It's to enable us to experience something that will change us from what we are to what God desires for us to be.
他这个祷告是求神叫神能够使我们有这样子的能力叫我们能够从现在这个状态改变成为神心意中我们所要成为的状态
My brother Leo and I just were sharing very simply on our way to the meeting tonight
今天 Which brother I'm sorry Harry?
Our brother Leo and I were sharing as we were walking to the meeting this evening
我今天走路跟 brother Leo 走到这里的时候我跟他在分享
And we fellowship with each other
那我们彼此交通
about this great work that God has done.
讲到了神所做的这奇妙的大事。
You remember in Romans chapter 5,
你记得在罗马书第五章
where Paul talks about those who were his enemies.
保罗在那里祷告那些抵挡他的人。
Now who were those people?
这些什么样子的人？
Who are those people?
这些人什么样子的人？
Us.
就是我们。
We were once enemies of God.
我们原来是神的仇敌。
But when he called us,
但他召我们的时候
his destiny for us,
他对我们的心意，对我们预定的心意
was to sit on a throne with his son.
是叫我们能够与他的儿子一同坐在宝座上。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
can I make an appeal to us tonight?
我可不可以在这里再请求你们
before too much time passes,
在这短短的时间还没过去的时候
You find a time and a place
找一个地方找一个时间
To go sit in the Lord's presence
坐在主的面前
Now maybe you're not too You don't know how to meditate very well
也许你现在还不知道怎么样默想神的话
Because it's something that's been greatly neglected among us as God's people
因为从神的百姓中默想是一个常常被忽略的操练
But just go find a place and sit in the Lord's presence
但是找一个地方坐在主的面前
and consider before the Lord
那在主的面前在那里思考
I was once his enemy
我曾经是他的仇敌
now my destiny
但现在我的结局呢
is to sit on the throne with our Lord Jesus Christ and reign forever and ever
乃至于我的主耶稣基督坐在他的宝座上一同作王直到永远
this ought to make us worship
这个就应当让我们的心能够赞美
That he would take the such people,
他会拣选这样的人，他的仇敌
he would do a work in them.
在他里面，在这些仇敌的心中工作。
He himself would place them in this position.
他将他们高举到这个地步。
Now you know our blessed Lord Jesus.
你知道我们那可称颂的主耶稣基督。
He's there because he deserves to be there.
他在那个宝座上，因为这是他本来就配得的。
He was obedient unto death.
他因顺服以至于死。
Therefore God highly exalted him.
因此神将他高升。
And gave him the name that is above every other name.
赐给他超过万民之上的名。
But that's not the case with us.
但对我们来讲，我们不是这样。
We were his enemies.
我们原是他的仇敌。
We rebelled against him.
我们对他悖逆。
And yet he has done something to capture our hearts.
但他做了一些奇妙的事，虏获了我们的心。
And begin this wonderful process.
然后开始了这奇妙的过程。
Of qualifying us.
叫我们能够有这样子的资格，将基督的性格坐在我们里面。
Would you agree with me tonight?
今天你是不是这样子同意我？
Not just anybody can sit on a throne.
不是所什么样子的人都可以随随便便坐在宝座上的。
You have to have character.
你必须要有一样的特性。
Not just talking about a human throne. Now we're talking about God's throne.That rules the universe.
因为我们现在讲的不是人间的宝座，我们讲的是神的宝座，是统管万有的宝座。
What kind of people does God require sit with His Son on that throne?
什么样子的人，神才会让他坐在这样的宝座上呢？
Just people who are forgiven of their sins?
只是那些罪得赦免的人吗？
You think that qualifies us?
你觉得这样子就够资格了吗？
Have you noticed that even though you've been forgiven of sins, you didn't stop sinning?
你有没有注意到，你虽然罪得赦免的人，你仍然在继续犯罪
？Is that your experience？
你的经历是不是就这样
？Is there anybody here who stopped sinning the moment God forgave you of your sins？
我们在这里有没有人神赦免你的罪恶以后，你就再也不犯罪
？You would think that would be enough。
那你是不是觉得就是够了
？But there's a problem。
但这里还有个问题。
The problem is with us。
这问题就是我们自己。
Hallelujah, God is prepared to change us。
但是哈利路亚，感谢赞美主，因为他预备来改变我们。
So it's a natural thing.For us to live and demonstrate the character of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以叫我们能够很自然的，能够在生命里面流露出耶稣基督的那种个性。
My brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，You and I lived 1,000 lifetimes.
就算我们过了1,000次的我们的一生
1,000 lifetimes.
有1,000条命。
And you spent all of your effort, all your waking hours.
在你醒的每一个时间，你在那里拼命的努力
，trying to make yourself like Jesus，
要试着把你变成像耶稣一样。
You think you would be successful？
你觉得你会成功吗
？Not just 1,000，
就算你有1,000条命
，millions of lifetimes，
就算你有100万条命
，if we spend all of our energy，
就算你把你所有的力量花在这上面
，all that is available to us。
所有给我们的东西
We could not make ourselves at all like Jesus.
我们还是完完全全的不能够把我们自己变成像耶稣一样。
You may try to do some of the things that he did.
你可以试着做一些耶稣做的事。
But inside you're still the same person.
但在你的里面你还是同样没有改变的人。
But God has a different way.
但神有一个不同的方法。
He wants to change us inside.
他要从我们里面改变我们。
So that what comes out.
所以从这里出来的
will be radically different.
就会完全的不同。
This is God's work.
这是神的工作。
And praise the Lord, my dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，感谢主。
Faithful is He who called you.
那招我们的是信实的。
He will also bring it to pass.
他也必成就这事。
Let's rest in that.
让我们就安息在这个应许里。
Let's say to him in a simple way.
让我们很简单的对主说
Lord, you have the freedom to do that in me.
主啊，让你能够自由的在将这事做成在我的身上。
You have the freedom to sanctify me.
让你自由的来使我成圣。
Spirit, soul, and body.
灵魂与身子。
Perfect before you.
在你面前全然成圣。
Now, before we proceed to what the Lord wants us to focus on tonight.
让我们在讲到主今天要我们听的话语之前
I think I need to try to explain more clearly what's involved with sanctification.
那我想我必须要花一点时间再解释一下成圣里面到底有些什么事
I feel like that what we've shared to this point has not been adequate enough.
因为我感觉我讲到现在还讲的不大足够
Because for me there's two major aspects to this matter of being sanctified.
因为关于被成圣有两个重要的方面。
And both of them are sovereign decisions that God makes.
那这两个都是神全能里面的决定。
In terms of the job getting done,
要把这件事做成功。
It's totally in God's hands.
这是完全在主的手里。
Now, there's something He requires of us.
那他是要我们对我们有要求。
But He is the one who does the work.
但他是在那里工作。
Now, I want to try to illustrate what I understand sanctification to be.
那 我现在要用一个比喻跟你们说明我对成圣的了解。
What does it mean to be sanctified?
到底什么叫做成圣？
Now, a couple of years ago,
在几年以前，
my wife and I bought a house in Brazil.
我跟我太太在巴西买了一个房子。
Someone else already living in the house, they had built the house.
那么这是一栋老房子，以前已经有人住在那里，是他们盖的。
But we felt the liberty to buy the house.
但我们感觉我们需要买这个房子。
So it's a very comfortable house.
而是一个非常舒适的房子。
And so after we moved in,
当我们搬进去以后，
my wife began to demonstrate some dissatisfaction with the house.
那我太太就开始表现出一种对房子好像不太满意的地方，有意见的地方。
So we proceeded to make some changes.
所以我们就将我们房子稍微做了修改。
Not so much in the structure.
那不是改变了房子的结构。
But in Brazil, Brazilians love tile.
但是在巴西啊，那巴西人很喜欢瓷砖。
We have tile everywhere.
我们到处都贴瓷砖。
We have two verandas.
我们有两个 veranda.
A porch. Anybody know what veranda is in Chinese?
走廊。我们有两个走廊。
So we have two verandas.
我们有两个走廊。
And they're totally covered with tile.
那这两个走廊都是铺满砖的。
All the floors inside are tile.
家里的地上都是。
All the same color.
都是同样颜色。
All the same color. White.
通通都是白色的。
And now, Brazilians love color.
但是巴西人喜欢颜色。
So my wife was not satisfied with all tile and all white tile.
所以我太太就不喜欢这种到处都是瓷砖也都是白色的。
So she asked someone to come and begin to make some changes.
所以她请了人来然后在那里做些整装整修。
She had this man remove a lot of the tiles.
所以他让这个人把很多的那个地砖除掉了。
On the front,
在前面的。
On the side,
在旁边的。
And in the back,
还有在后面。
And she wanted grass to be planted.
他在那里要种草。
Something green,
绿色的。
Now, what am I trying to illustrate?
我在这里的意思是什么？
When God called us.
当神召我们的时候
we were not what he wanted us to be.
我们不是他要我们的样子。
Now let's become very clear about this.
那我们要很清楚的了解。
There was absolutely nothing in us.
在我们里面什么东西都没有。
That pleased God.
叫神能够喜悦我们。
Nothing.
没有。
But that didn't prevent him from calling us.
但这个没有叫神不呼召我们。
Because he had something in his heart.
因为他在他的心里有这样子的一个想法
that he wanted to accomplish in each one of our lives.
是在他我们每一个人生命里面要成功的。
You know what it was?
那你知道这是什么吗？
Romans 8:29.
就罗马书的八章二十九节。
Those whom he foreknew,
他预先所知道的人。
He predestined.
他就预先定下。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
That's a strong word.
但这个字是非常强烈的。
He made a sovereign decision.
在他的全能里，他做了这个决定。
He didn't consult with us.
他没有跟我们讨论。
He didn't consult with anybody.
他跟谁都没有讨论。
He made a sovereign decision.
在他自己的全能里，
他做了这个决定。Knowing who we were.
虽然知道我们是这样子的人。
Knowing how impossible the situation was.
知道好像我们没有指望。
We are nothing like his son.
我们完全不像他的儿子。
And yet he predestined us.
但是他却预定我们。
To be conformed to the image of his son.
叫我们能够效法他，成为效法他儿子的模样。
To have the character of the son of God.
叫神儿子的性格在我们里面
created and produced in us.
能够创造出这样子的性格在我们里面
Oh, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
This verse won't let me go.
这些经文是紧紧的抓住。
I can't get away from it.
我一直想到这些经文。
What a wonderful thing God had in His mind, in His heart.
神的心意里面，这是何等奇妙的事情。
When He found me as a lost sheep.
他找到我时，我是一个迷失的羊。
And in ways I don't even understand.
但他，我真的不知道他怎么做的。
He began His work.
他就开始在我生命里面工作。
And I'm seeking by His grace.
所以靠他的恩典，我在这里寻求。
To follow the blessed Holy Spirit.
能够跟随那个可称颂的圣灵。
So that what Paul prays in First Thessalonians 5.
所以当保罗在帖撒罗尼迦第五章祷告的时候。
Become a reality.
能够成为在我身上成为实际。
That I will be sanctified.
然后我会成为圣洁。
Spirit, soul, and body.
我的灵魂与身子。
So sanctified means first that God chose us.
所以首先讲到成圣，神先拣选我们，使我们成为他的。
We belong to Him.
我们是属于神的。
But He can't do the work He desired to do.
但是他不能够做他想要做的工作。
Unless you and I say to Him, Yes, Lord.
除非我们跟主说，是的，主，
yes, Lord.
是的。
What you want is what I want.
你要的就是我要的。
Amen.
Amen.
And I will learn how.
那我会学怎么做。
By the working of the Holy Spirit.
按着圣灵在我里面的工作。
To fulfill the responsibilities that I have.
叫我能够做到我自己当尽的本分。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
Please.
在这里请求你们。
Consider this matter.
好好的考虑。
God had something in His mind when you came to know His Son.
当你认识神的儿子的时候，神他还有一个心意。
Sure, he had to justify us.
是的，他要称我们为义。
How can God be satisfied with people who can do nothing but sin?
神怎么会满意一群只会犯罪的人？
What's he going to do with all the sins that we can already committed?
那我们所有犯的罪，那神要怎么办呢？
What's he going to do with this hard attitude that we are the enemies of God?
那我们心里面对神这样的刚硬的悖逆，神要怎么办呢？
That can continue. He cannot continue to allow this to happen.
他不能够让这个一直继续下去。
He has to find a way.
他必须要找一个方法。
And he has found a way.
他已经找了一个方法。
We would have never done it His way.
如果是我们，我们不会这样做。
But He did.
但他是这样做的。
And you and I will never be able to fathom the love that motivated Him to do it that way.
那你我实在测不透怎么样子的爱促使他能够这样做。
I mention again tonight.
我今天再提一次。
That statement in Isaiah 53.
想想看，以赛亚书第五十三章所讲的。
And it pleased.The Lord to crush him.
神喜悦叫他压伤。
Brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
It was the only way.
这是唯一的办法。
And he's chosen to do it.
这是他自己决定要做的。
And we can enjoy all the riches because both the Father and the Son.Fulfilled what needed to be done.
所以我们能够在主的面前享受这样的丰盛的恩典，也圣父跟圣子他们同心合意的要这样做。在哥罗西书第二章。
Listen to him again.
我们再听一下。
All the fullness of deity dwells in him in bodily form.
神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的。住在他的里面。
But Paul didn't stop there.
但保罗没有停在这里。
And you are complete in him.
你在他里面也得了丰盛。
The same word he uses in 1 Thessalonians 5.
是同样的字是他用在帖撒罗尼迦第五章。
The same word he uses in Colossians 1:28.
也是他在哥罗西书一章二十八节里面用的字。
Paul's heart.
保罗的心。
Was that he be able to present every man and woman perfect before God.
是叫他能够将男男女女各样的人都完完全全的引到神的面前，完全。
This is why he preached the gospel.
这是他读传福音的目的。
So he was trusting the Holy Spirit would take the truth of the gospel.
所以他相信圣灵能够将福音的真理
get it into the depths of people's lives.
然后带入人生命里面的真理。
And as they believe this truth,
当他们相信这个真理的时候，
From glory to glory, he's changing me.
所以荣上加荣，他改变了我。
As we discover more and more of the fullness that we've been planted in.
当我们发现神所要给我们的更丰盛、更丰盛的恩典。
All the fullness of being.
所以一切神本性里面的丰盛。
Do we have some extra time after the meeting?
我们在这个聚会以后有多的时间的话，
I would like for you to explain to me what that means.
我想请你们跟我解释一下，这什么意思啊？
All the fullness of deity dwelling in His Son of God.
什么叫做神本性里面一切的丰盛是住在神的儿子里面？
But then God has placed us in Him.
但是神把我们放在基督里面。
And what that means is
什么意思？
Everything that's in Him,
所有在他里面所有的
is available to us.
我都可以得到。
So sanctification,
所以成圣
being sanctified,
怎么叫做成为圣洁？
Is God having us experience,
是神让我们能够经历
more and more of that fullness,
越多越多的经历这样子的丰盛。
In the Lord Jesus Christ,
这个丰盛在基督耶稣里面的。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
This is a great salvation.
这是何等大的救恩。
I hope if you're satisfied with where you are tonight,
那我希望你今天能够很满足，知道你的在基督里面的地位。
You're resting in where you're at in the Lord.
因为你在基督里面得到了这样子的宝贝。
You're satisfied with what has happened in your life.
哦，希望你满对这件事情你在生命里面发生能够很满意。
I trust you. I hope you will not sleep tonight if that's your if that's what happened to you.
那如果你真的很满意你现在所有的，我希望你晚上睡不着。
It would be worth missing a night's sleep.
I'm sorry.
You understand? It would be worth missing a night's sleep.
一天晚上不睡觉是
You want me to say it a different way?
Yes.
Okay. It wouldn't be a big cost, a big expense for us not to sleep one night.
一天不睡觉没有什么了不起。
If we could enter in to all that God has provided for us.
如果我们不睡觉，因此而能够进入神一切为我们所预备的丰盛的话，
So I trust that the Lord, you'll give the Lord the liberty.
所以盼望今天你能够让主自由的工作。
If you're satisfied,
那如果你对这个很满意的话，
and you shouldn't be satisfied,
因为你是应当满足的。
And may God in His mercy,
因为神在他的恩典里面
produce a holy dissatisfaction in you.
能够在我们里面创造出这种神圣的一种满足。
It will cause you to cry out.
所以我们能够向神呼喊。
And say, I want all that is mine in Christ.
所以我盼望得到神在基督里面各样的丰盛。
Last night, we tried to fellowship about this matter of the sanctification of our spirit.
昨天晚上我们讲到关于我们的灵成为圣洁。
We didn't get very far.
我们没有讲到很多。
I apologize for that.
那很对不起。
But it's a most important matter.
但这是非常重要。
Can I make a suggestion to you?
所以我可不可以做个建议？
I usually don't suggest any books for people to read.
我通常不会介绍大家念什么样子的书啊。
But there's a book that will help you tremendously.
但有一本书我相信对你们很有帮助。
In my estimation, it's a classic.
那从我的角度看来的话，这是一个经典之作。那没有人写的比他更好。
To writing something of this caliber.
那能够写到这个程度。
The title of the book is The Spiritual Man.
那本书的名字叫做属灵人。
By Watchman Nee.
那就是尼托森所写的。
Any of you read the book?
你读过没有？
You'll find much help there, brothers and sisters.
那你在那里会得到很多帮助。
I don't think anybody has written anything that even comes close.
我从我自己的角度看来，我看不出任何人能够写得比这更好。
To helping us understand.
能够帮助我们明白。
What it is that God wants.
神要我们做什么。
And how we can experience it.
然后我们怎么样能够经历。
I trust you'll take some time to at least look at it and read it.
那希望你们能够花点时间，至少读一下。
You'll find it not an easy thing to read.
那不是一本很容易读的书。
I think I shared with you, brothers and sisters, before my own experience.
我想我跟你们分享过我自己的经验。
After I had finished 7 years of college and 4 years of seminary,
当我花了七年在念大学，四年念神学院。
My mind was pretty well settled in what it meant to be a Christian and what it meant to serve God.
那在我的心意里面，我想我感觉我已经知道什么叫做基督徒，我知道什么叫做侍奉神。
I was a Baptist pastor.
那我是在浸信会里面做牧师的。
I was serving in a little church out in Riverhead, Long Island, New York.
那我在纽约的长岛的Riverhead 的一个小教会服事。
And someone gave me, actually at that time it was in three volumes, volume one, volume two, and volume three.
在那个时候有人给了我这一本书，其实那个时候是三册的，第一册、第二册、第三册。
A unique color.
而且那颜色书面的颜色很特别。
A pinkish red or a reddish pink.
它是有点粉红色的，红红的，又也许是红色的粉红。
So I began to read these volumes.
所以呢，我就开始读这几本小册。
When I got to volume two,
当我念到第二册的时候
，everything I had been taught was contradicted by Brother Nee.
那好像我以前所有所学的，跟尼弟兄讲的好像不一样。
Now I'm going to confess my sin.
那我在这里要承认我的罪。
I took the book and I threw it up against the wall.
所以我就拿着那本书把它丢到了墙那里。
Out of frustration.
为什么？因为心里不知道该怎么办。这么多年。
Now this man is telling me it's worth nothing.
那这个人告诉我说我学的都是白费的。
What would you have done?
你要怎么办？
Well, I did what I did.
所以我就这么干了。
But praise our loving Father.
但感谢我们的爱我们的父。
I went over and picked it up and started to read it again.
那我又走过去，我又捡起来，我又开始读。
So if you want to have a fuller, clearer understanding,
所以如果你想有更完整的了解的话
，of this matter of spirit, soul, and body,
关于这个灵与魂与身子
，let me encourage you to read it.
那我鼓励你们去读那本书
，but don't give it away to anybody.
但不要给别人
，keep it there.
你自己留着。
Because there's no way you can put all of it into practice when you the first time you read it.
因为你第一次读时，你还是不知道该怎么样完全的做。
But this is what I think you'll discover.
但是这是我逐渐明白的。
You begin to understand what's available to you in this book.
然后你开始了解在这本书里面所带给我们的东西是什么。
Let me tell you what I appreciate about our dear brother Watchman Nee.
那我让我告诉你们，我怎么样子的感谢尼弟兄对我的帮助。
He is 100% committed to the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他是百分之百的将自己归给主耶稣基督。
His purpose is to magnify the Lord.
他的目的就是要彰显主耶稣。
And everything he writes,
他所写的一切的东西
is founded clearly on the Word of God.
都是根据圣经来的。
Okay, so you can read it safely.
所以你可以读，不用怕。
Okay, but then after you have read it,
但是你读了以后。
Go on and begin to put some of it into practice.
那开始就把所读的实践一下。
And as you do, you'll find that other experiences will come for you.
那当你在实践的时候，你就开始有更多的经历。
And if you find yourself in a difficult place,
那你发现你有困难的时候
，you don't know what the next step should be.
你不知道下一步该怎么办。
I suggest you go to these volumes.
那再回去再看这本书
，Probably you'll find the help that you need。
那在这里面，你大概可以找到你的帮助，你需要的帮助。
So it's in your heart for the Lord to finish His work and sanctify you。
所以在你的心里面，如果你愿意，神在你身上能够完成这个成圣的工作。
I think our brother Watchman Nee will be able to help you a lot。
那我相信我们尼弟兄的作品可以对我们有很大帮助。
So the spirit, soul, and body。
所以这个灵与魂与身子
，designed by God。
是神所设计的
，and created according to that design，
而且是按着神所设计所创造的。
God wanted a being, a human being，
因为神要一个人
，who could have unhindered relationship with Him，
能够跟他有一个完全没有拦阻的关系。
There would be nothing in the way，
在这之间没有阻挡。
God communicate to Him，
叫这个人不能够与他交通。
Communicate back to God。
所以他能够与人交通，人与他交通，在当中没有任何间隔。
This was what God had designed and created.
这是神所创造心意里面所有的意思。
But as we mentioned previously,
但好像我们上次讲的
，It is God's great wisdom,
在神的大智慧里面
，He created this man,
他造了这样子的人
，and his descendants,
跟他的后裔
，and the woman out of Adam, named Eve.
把夏娃从亚当的身子里面造出来。
He created them with a sovereign will.
他按着他全能的旨意造了他们。
That is, God was not going to force them to do anything.
那神并不要叫他们逼他们做什么。
They had to learn to obey.
他们必须要学习顺服。
And He was going to make it very simple for them in the beginning.
所以一开始的时候，神给他们的命令很简单。
Because He wanted them to discover how to obey.
因为他要他们能够学习如何的
顺服。Adam and Eve had to learn.
因为这是亚当夏娃必须学习的。
If they didn't learn how to obey, how would they obey?
他们如果不会学习顺服的话，他们怎么样才会顺服呢？
But you know what the writer of Hebrews says about our Lord Jesus.
但你知道希伯来书的作者怎么样讲到我们主耶稣基督？
Even though he was a son,
虽然他为儿子，
he learned obedience,
还是因苦难学了顺服。
By the things that he suffered.
因受苦难而学了顺服。
So Adam needed to learn.
所以亚当也需要学习。
So there had to be some choices.
所以他要做个决定，亚当夏娃必须要做些决定。
And so when they made the initial choice,
所以他们做了一个什么这样的决定呢？
They introduced a tragedy into the human race.
他们错误的决定就把人类带进了悲剧里面。
They disobeyed.
因为他们没有顺服。
And now he's disqualified.
他现在就不够格了。
In that condition, he's disqualified.
在他犯罪以后的光景里面，他不够格了。
God's purpose for him.
不能够成就神对他有的心意。
So God's plan of salvation.
所以神救恩的计划。
His great work of recovering man.
他就开始了他使人恢复的工作。
Includes spirit, soul, and body.
这个恢复就包括了他的灵魂与身子。
Now.One of the things that our brother Watchman Nee helps us with.
那我们尼弟兄帮助我们的地方。
He uses the temple and the tabernacle.
他是他用圣殿跟会幕。
To help us understand.
来帮助我们了解。
How we as human beings have been created.
我们这个人是怎么样被造的。
The temple and the tabernacle.
用圣殿跟会幕。
Were three basic compartments.
因为它有三个部分，圣殿跟会幕。
You have the outer court.
有外院。
Where there was natural light,
那有天然的光。
You had the holy place,
那有圣所。
Where there was a seven-branched candelabra,
有七个金灯台。
That produced light,
那会产生光。
But then, in the center of this tabernacle and temple,
但在会幕跟圣殿的中间
was a place called the Holy of Holies,
是至圣所。
And here.The only light that was there
在那里唯一的光
was the light of God's presence.
是神同在时的光。
Now, if you read carefully the instructions God gave to Moses,
那你如果仔细读神给摩西的命令
about how it should be constructed,
那这个会幕当如何的建造
what material should be,
要用什么样子的材料
and when Moses obeyed the Lord,
当摩西听命的时候
he put everything together,
他把所有东西建造完成
the same way with Solomon in the temple.
就好像所罗门建他的殿一样
God had revealed to David the design for the temple.
所罗门的殿是按着神启示给大卫的蓝图造的
But when they were obedient to that design,
所以当他们顺服这样子的建造的时候
remember what happened,
然后发生什么事
when the tabernacle was all put together.
当会幕完成的时候
you know what happened?
你记得发生什么事吗
The Hebrew word was Shekinah
希伯来字就是 Shekinah
The Shekinah of God
The Shekinah of God
came and took up residence in that Holy of Holies
那就在圣至圣所里面住下了
And everything that happened in the holy place
所以在圣所里面的事
Everything that happened in the outer court
在外院里面的事
was all regulated by what went on in the Holy of Holies.
都是按照至圣所里面的发生的事来规定的。
Now, this is the way God has created us.
这就是神造我们的方法。
He created us. We're going to reverse the order that Paul gives us in 1 Thessalonians.
现在我们要把保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面给我们的顺序颠倒一下。
Because he first created man's body.
因为他先创造的是人的身体。
And then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
然后从他的鼻孔里面吹进了生命的气。
And man became a living soul.
然后人就成为了一个活的魂。
Now at this point, we're not told anything about man's spirit.
那在这个时候我们没有提到关于人的灵的任何事情。
But we discover when we come on into the New Testament that there was a spirit there too.
那等到我们读到新约的时候我们就知道、哦、原来在那里有个灵。
God created the spirit so that you and I could have a knowing relationship with him.
神造灵是叫我们能够跟神有一个有知觉有意志的关系。
Not just have information about him.
不是说光有一些关于他的信息。
We would come to know him.
而是我们能够认识他。
And what information we had would be as a product of our experience of knowing him.
因为我们经历了认识他的这个经历，我们就得到了一些认识他的关于他的信息。
This is what the main function of the Spirit was.
那么这是灵主要的功用。
The soul is where we can know ourselves.
那魂呢，是让我们能够认识自己的。
Now the functions of the Spirit.
那灵的功能。
Primarily.Intuition,
包括我们的本能直觉
，the knowing
认识
，and then there is the conscience
还有我们良心
，with which we can determine whether something comes from God or some other source.
叫我们能够分辨什么事是从神来的，什么不是
，and then the ability to worship and have communion.
同时能够敬拜，能够与神相交。
These are the three main functions of the human spirit.
那这是人的灵的主要的三个方面的工作。
Now when we come to the soul,
那等到魂的时候
，it also has three main functions.
它有三个主要的功能
：our minds,
我们的心思
；our emotions,
我们的感情
；and the third one,
那第三个呢
？our will,
我们的意志。
And so here is where we know ourselves.
所以从这方这三方面我们认识自己。
We don't know God directly from the soul.
我们从我们的魂不是能够直接认识神。
It seems to me sometimes that our songs confuse us about this matter.
那有时候我觉得我们唱的诗歌可能让我们有点混淆。
Okay. Because the way we know God is with our spirit.
因为我们认识神的功能是借着灵。
We can know about God and experience God.
我们可以知道关于神的事，我们也可以经历神。
But it's in our soul that we understand.
但是我们要明白是在我们的魂里面的。
And can respond.
是我们的回应是在我们魂里面的。
And then with our bodies.
然后我们的还有我们的身体。
As I understand it, there are five main activities of the body.
那论到我们身体五个主要的主要的功能。
Seeing.
看。
Our eyes.
眼睛能看。
Hearing.With our ears,
耳朵能听
smelling with our nose,
鼻子能闻
tasting and talking with our mouth,
嘴巴能够尝能够说
and being able to feel,
手能够感觉
So God created us this way.
所以神这样子的造我们
But brothers and sisters, his heart was,
但弟兄姐妹们他的心意是这样的
soul and body,
我们的灵魂与身子
be in harmony with him,
是完全的与他是和谐的
and harmony within itself.
而且自我也是和谐的。
That is, the spirit, soul, and body would be in perfect harmony with each other.
所以这个灵魂与身体是彼此完全和谐的。
Now, when Adam ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
但当亚当吃了那分别善恶树的果子
then a great tragedy occurred.
一个极大的悲剧发生了。
Now, it would be good for us to understand some dimensions of this tragedy.
那我想对我们会有帮助如果我们稍微了解一下这个悲剧是什么
First, our spirit, the spirit of man was affected.
首先我们的人的灵受了影响
God told Adam,
神告诉亚当
Don't eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
不要吃分别善恶树的果子
If you eat of that tree, there's a consequence.
你如果吃了就有一个结局
And it was that you would surely die.
那就是你必定死
SoDid Adam and Eve eat of the tree?
那结果亚当吃了树了没有？
Were they disobedient?
他是不是没有顺服？
Yes, they were.
是的。
So the consequences followed.
那接下来呢？结局就来了。
The spirit experienced death.
那个灵就死了。
That is, the relationship between God and man was now cut off.
意思就是说，人与神的关系就断绝了。
Man could not have open communication.
我们跟神的交通就断了。
And then what happened to the soul?
然后魂呢？
Disorder.
那就混乱。
The body and the soul.
那魂跟体
seemed that they joined together in a conspiracy.
那两个就成为 成为一体啊，成为一气。
Because when you read the temptation that Eve had,
那你
she saw the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
因为如果你读夏娃如何的，当她看到分别善恶树的果实的时候，她怎么样受引诱的
？The attractions have to do with the body and the soul.
那主要的是她身体跟她的魂。
And so the body and the soul joined together.
所以这个身体跟魂联合在一起。
It seems to me the Bible calls it flesh.
那圣经里面叫这个属血气的。
And so now, man is in a state of disorder.
所以人现在所处的光景是混淆的、混乱的。
You know, I'm sorry if you don't know anything about cars. I don't know a whole lot.
如果你不知道关于太多车子的事的话
，But in order for the engine in the car to run,
但你要了解，如果车子的引擎要能够跑的话。你必须要有汽油
then you need to have electricity to produce a spark to ignite the engine and make it, I mean, ignite the gasoline and make the engine function.
然后你就要用电流透过那个火星塞能够点燃这个引擎里面汽油这样子的话这个引擎才能够跑
Now, I knew a little bit about cars back in the 50s, so they're different kind of cars than they are now.
那我所知道的车大概是五十年前的车，现在的车不大一样。
They had a little round black thing on them.
那以前在
on the motor.
在以前的时候，有一个白白的黑色的圆圆的东西在上面。
Called a distributor.
它叫做分电盘。
And there was a generator.
还有一个发电器。
That produced electricity.
会产生电力。
That went to the distributor.
到了这个分电盘。
And the distributor.Distributed the electricity to the four cylinders or six cylinders in the car.
那这个分电盘就当电分到四通程的引擎或者六通程的引擎。
But there was an order in which the electricity need to reach the cylinder.
但是这个电啊，在这个不同的冲程里面，它要到哪里到哪里是有顺序的。
I think it was 153264.
发现一五三
六。Number one needed to fire first.So on and so forth.
换句话说，第一个先要，然后第三个，然后第二个，然后第五个，第六个。
But if you remove the spark plug wires,
但如果你把火星塞的线拿走了
，the spark plug was what produced the spark.
因为那个火星塞是产生那个火花的。电因火星塞产生火花就点燃了汽油。
Spark plug wire.
所以你把火星塞拿走了。
Number one.And put it on number six.
然后你从第一个冲程移到了第六个冲程。
Number five on number two.
那第五个移到第二个冲程。
Reverse them all.
然后你把它这样倒过来的话
，the engine won't run.
那这个引擎就根本不能动。
Something like this happened.
就有点像这样。
In man's soul.
是人的魂所发生的事。
He began to function in a disorderly way.
所以他的运作就开始颠三倒四。
He produced.What word do we have to describe it?
我们到底要怎么样才能够描写这样的情况
？But we said last night, God said, "I'm sorry I ever made man."
所以神这么说，我后悔造了人。
Wickedness.
因为充满了邪恶。
And the intentions of their heart were continuously evil.
因为人终日所思尽是恶。
So God needed to find a way.
所以神要找一个方法
to revive.The spirit that experienced death,
所以叫那个已经死的灵能够再活过来
and to put order back into the soul,
然后是这个魂能够再恢复它应有的顺序
and that the body would learn to function as a slave,
然后这个身体就能够服从这个灵这个魂
it would be the way where the life that was inside would get expressed.
那这样子的话，我们在你内里的生命就能够内里的光能够表明出来。
So when Paul prays here in 1 Thessalonians 5,
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦第五章所祷告的
，May the God of peace Himself sanctify you entirely.
愿赐平安的神使你们全然成圣。
May your spirit,
你们的灵
，your soul,
魂
，and your body,
你的身体。
And He helps us understand the process, the steps that God takes.To recover us, to restore us.
所以在这里，他让我们能够明白神工作恢复工作的顺序，恢复我们工作的顺序是什么。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你这个问题。
I don't answer out loud, okay?
你不用大声的回答。
Do you want to be a spiritual person?
你希望成为一个属灵人吗
？You really want to be spiritual?
你真的想成为一个属灵人吗
What do you think it will, what it means to be some, become sanctified?
到底成为圣洁什么意思？
It means to become a spiritual person.
意思就是说你成为一个属灵的人。
Now this means, as I understand it,
照我的了解，这个意思是这样的。首先
，your human spirit，
你这个人的灵
，needs to be put in its rightful place，
必须要得到一个正确的地位。
It needs to be the master of your life，
它必须要成为我们生命里面的主宰。
The control center of your life，
控制我们生命的。
Then the soul，
然后我们的魂
，its mind, emotions, and will，
我们的心思、我们的感情、我们的意志
，needs to learn to submit。To the what's happening in the spirit.
需要顺服这个灵的带领。
And then the body.
然后我们的身体。
Manifests obedience.
就表明彰显出这样子的顺服。
So where does it start?
那在这里。
It starts in the spirit.
从哪里开始的？从灵开始的。
Now, when we are born again.
当我们重生的时候。
The reality of what happens is.
发生的实际是这样子的。
We receive something from God that Adam never had.
我们从神那里领受了一个亚当没有的东西。
What is it that we received that Adam never had?
我们到底从领受了什么东西是亚当没有的？
啊？
什么
？No，
不是。
Eternal life，
永生。
Eternal life，
永生。
Now it was the Holy Spirit bringing the eternal life，
是圣灵把永生带给我们。
But Adam never had eternal life，
但亚当从来没有永
生。He never ate of the tree of life。
他没有吃那生命树。
They were driven out of the garden.
他们赶出了花园。
They were prevented from coming back into the garden.
而且他们再也不能够回到这个花园。
God protected that tree of life.
因为神保护那个生命树。
So man did not experience life eternal.
所以人从来没有经历永生。
Until God provided it in His Son.
一直等到神预备了他的儿子。
Now that brings a lot of questions to me and probably to you too.
在这里当然对我来讲也有很多的问题，你可能有很多问题。
That's something we're going to have to consider another time.
所以这个我们只好以后找时间再说。
But according to the New Testament,
但照新约来讲，
when we are born again,
当我们重生的时候，
the way God produces that new birth,
神造出这样的一个新生。
Listen, my dear brothers and sisters,
注意弟兄姐妹们，这是奇妙的。
This is good news.
这是
福音。God takes His own life,
神将他自己的生命
，eternal,
那个永远的生命
，uncreated,
不是受造的生命，不改变的生命
，and puts it inside of us,
那放在我们的里面
，in the deepest part of our being,
在我们生命的深处
，in our spirit,
在我们的灵里
，in our holy of holies,
在我们的至圣所
，and now He wants that life that's in us.
他叫这
His own life,
我们这个这里面的光，我们的生命能够显出来。
You see how wonderfully blessed we are.
所以你可以看出我们何等的蒙福。
What advantage we have over Adam.
你看到我们比亚当站在何等有利的地位。
And so this is the way God begins this work.
这是神怎么样开始他的工作。
Of causing us to be born from above.
是叫我们从上头生。
Having eternal life come and take up residence inside of us.
那么这个有生在我们里面住下了。
Now this is the life of Christ.
这是基督的生命。
This is the life of God.
这是神的生命。
Eternal life.
这永生。
This resurrection life.
这复活的生命。
This overcoming life.
这得胜的生命。
But it has its origin in God.
但它的出发点根源在神。
And this is the way God begins this work of sanctification.
那么这是神成圣工作的开始。
So the more that this life is free to do its work, beginning in our spirit,
所以这个生命从我们的灵里更能够自由的工作的时候，
the greater of our knowing of God becomes.
所以我们对神的认识就更深。
And it's not primarily a thing of the mind.
那主要不是按着我们的心思。
I gave testimony last night.
昨天我给大家做了见证。
This is my experience. Maybe it's not your experience.
这是我的经历，也许不是你的。
But after that initial experience.
但是我经过当初那个经历以后，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
no one had to tell me there was a God.
再也不需要人家告诉我说有个神。
I knew.
我知道。
That I knew.
我就知道。
That I knew.
我就是知道。
That there was a God.
有神。
And He had found His way into my life.
那他已经找到了一个方法进入我的生命。
I didn't understand it. I definitely could have never explained it.
我不明白，我也不能解释。
But brothers and sisters.
但弟兄姐妹们。
This is the initial work of God.
这是神工作的开始。
It's great, isn't it?
很奇大，很伟大，是不是？
You know, God can do anything.
神能够行各样奇事。
He is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all we can think or ask.
他能够做超过我们所求所想的。
God could have chosen to create another kind of life.
神可以创造另外一种生命。
That is another kind of life that He could have put in man.
那他能够创造另外一种生命放在人的里面。
And maybe something wonderful would have happened.
也许有很奇妙的事会发生。
But that's not what He decided to do.
但这不是他决定要做的。
The way He decided to do it.
他所决定要做的是
His own life.
是用他自己的生命。
Eternal life.
永生。
Uncreated life.
那个非受造的生命，复活的生命。
Do you know what it means to have resurrection life?
什么叫做有了复活的生命？
Remember the Lord Jesus said in John 11?
你记得主耶稣在约翰福音第十一章所讲的吗？
I am the resurrection and the life.
我是复活。
He who believes in me.
信我的人，
Though he was dead,
虽然死了，也必活着。
He who lives and believes in me.
那活着信我的人，
shall never die.
必定永远不死。
Do you believe this?
你信吗？
To Mary. Well,
所以
life that he is. 他
所赐的这个生命在我们里面。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在我们里面成了有福的盼望。
Abide in me, and I in you.
在我里面，我在他里面。
Who is it?
这到底是什么？
It's none other than Christ Himself.
就是耶稣自己。
By the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵。
He's the Spirit of God.
他是神的灵。
He's the Spirit of God, a Spirit of Christ.
他是神的灵，是基督的灵。
He's the Spirit of life.
他是生命的灵。
He's the Spirit who raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
他是那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的灵。
He's living inside of us.
他现在住在我们的里面。
And he's there in the deepest part of our being.
在我们生命的最深处。
Wanting to bring us into a knowing of God.
要带领我们更深的认识神。
Not knowing about him.
不是光知道关于神的事。
See, this is the problem I had when I left seminary and was reading Brother Nee's book.
那这个就是当我离开了神学院，开始念尼弟兄的书的时候发生的事。
Because all of my experience had been head, I had learned things in my mind.
所以我学了很多的事，不过是我脑袋里的事。
They taught us about what all these German theologians had to say.
他告诉我们许多关于德国神学家所讲的东西。
All the things about philosophy and all of these things.
关于很多哲学的事情。
But it didn't produce a real knowing of the living God.
但并没有在我生命里面创造出一个真正认识有活神的生命。
Dear brother.The Holy Spirit opened my eyes to see.
所以借着这位弟兄的书，是圣灵开了我的眼睛。
And now 11 years of my life down the drain.
所以我过去11年的生命好像白过了。
Except.
但除了一件事。
God, He takes the years the locusts have eaten. You understand? The years the locusts have eaten.
Locusts of.
In Joel's prophecy.
Oh.蝗灾啊，蝗虫所吃掉的谷子。
Romans 8:28.
罗马书八章二十八节。
We know that God causes all things to work together for good.
我们知道神是万事互相效力。
Even our stupid decisions.
甚至我们一些错误愚昧的决定。
Now you know why I ended up in a Baptist seminary and a Baptist college.
你知道我为什么会去一个浸信会的大学跟浸信会的神学？
I don't feel very comfortable sharing with you my experiences.
因为我其实不是很喜欢跟大家分享我的经验。
Encouraging to some of you.
但也许对你们会有些帮助。
Six months after that experience I had that I described last night.
因为昨天我所跟你们分享的经验，六个月以后。
Now, you young people, I don't know if any of you can appreciate it, but I had a 1950 Mercury.
但我相信你们这些年轻人不懂，但我有一个1956年的。
Did not have a grill in it.
的车子
，white wall tires，
白色的。
Let me just put it simply. It was a nice looking car.
反正看起来很漂亮就对了。
Big car，
很大。
Okay, so one day I'm free. I don't have to go to work.
那有一天我休假，我不用工作。
So I'm in Pensacola, Florida.
我在 Pensacola, Florida.
I'm driving down this highway by the beach.
所以我沿着沙滩开。
And I'm just enjoying.Being free that day.
那天我就在那享受我的、
so、proud of my
我休息的时间。
Mercury,
那我很真的很喜欢我这1955年的车。
Now this is what happened.
然后发生。
You don't have to believe it if you don't want to. That's okay. I can understand.
你不相信我没关系。
But this is what happened.
不过就是这样发生。
Because I'm driving this car.
当我开这车的时候。
The Lord comes into that car.
那主就到了这车里面。
His presence comes into that car.
他的同在到了这车里面。
What would you do?
那你怎么办？
Tell me what would you do?
如果是你，你怎么办？
Huh? Stop, right?
你就停下来，是不是？
Yeah, well, praise God, I stopped.
是的，我就停下来了。
I didn't know what to do after that.
但停下来了，我不知道要干什么。
I didn't, no one ever told me.
因为也没人告诉我该怎么办。
So what I did is I pushed the front seat back.
所以这样子我就把前座倒下来。
And I laid down there on the floorboard. It was a big car. I could lay down.
所以我就在那里躺下来，车很大，我躺下来。
I knew it was the Lord. I can't tell you how. I just knew.
我知道那是主，虽然我不能告诉你为什么我知道。
And I said, Lord, is there something you want to say to me?
那我就说主啊，你有什么事要跟我说吗？
And he said, Ernie,
他跟我说，
I want you to give your life to me.
你愿不愿意把你的生命献给我？
What do you do?
怎么样呢？要怎么样？
I had just experienced such a glorious thing of having my sins cleansed.
那我刚刚经历了一个荣耀的事情，我的罪得了赦免。
My heart was in such a state, I couldn't say no to anything he asked me to do.
所以我的心是这样子喜悦，他不管讲什么我都会答应。
So I said, Lord Jesus,
所以我说主耶稣，
to the best I understand, I give myself to you.
按照我自己能够了解的程度，我将我自己全然献给你。
And then a few days later,
那过了几天，
I'm talking to this little Baptist preacher.
然后我在跟这一个浸信会的牧师谈话。
Who preached the sermon that I came to know the Lord.
就是他在讲道的时候，我认识了耶稣。其实耶稣里面有。
Well, I'll share my experience with him. Maybe he can help me understand.
所以我就想说，我跟他分享一下我的经验，也许他可以帮助我。
So I shared my experience with him.
所以我就跟他分享了我的经历。那他跟我怎么说
？Ernie，
他说 Ernie，
the Lord has called you to be a Baptist preacher.
所以神就呼召你要做一个浸信会的传道人。
What do I know？
那我怎么不懂？什么都不懂啊。
So，
所以呢？
Under his encouragement，
他这样鼓励我。
I enrolled in a college，
所以我就到进了一个浸信会的大学。
I got married the first year I was there。
我在那里过了一年就结婚。
We had a child， and 5 years later we had another one。
那我们有一个孩子，五年后又得第二胎。
We seven years to finish。
然后我花了我七年的时间读完。
But if you want to be a good Baptist preacher，
但如果你要做一个很好的一个浸信会传道人的话。你必须要上神学院，
off I go to seminary，
所以我就去神学院了。
Another 4 years，
又读了四年。
I was thinking this morning，
我今天早上在想。
I now have 3 degrees，
我现在有三个。
Beyond my high school，
在高中毕业以后，我还有三个文凭。
I have a BA degree，
我有个大学文凭。
From Stanford University，
从Stanford 大学。
I have a master's degree，
我有硕士学位。
From Southern Baptist Theological Seminary，
从美南浸信会神学院。
And I have an EB degree。
我还有一个教育的学位
EB， anybody recognize？
你们知道那是什么吗
？Did you hear someone call me an elder brother？
你没有听到有人叫我这个年长的弟兄啊 ？EB，
brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹们
，We have the most glorious God it's possible。It's beyond our understanding.
我们有的这位神是极其荣耀，超过我们所能想象的。重要的是他爱我们。
He loves me.
他爱我。
Miracle of miracles.
是奇迹中的奇迹。他爱我。
And nothing can separate me from His love.
没有什么东西能够使我与他的爱隔绝。
And the same thing applies to you.
同样，
Why don't we surrender to His love?
我们怎么样回应这个？
Why don't we give Him the liberty to finish this work of sanctifying us?
为什么我们不给他一个自由的工作，能够使我们能够成为圣洁？
Causing our spirit to function properly.
使我们的灵能够正常的功用。
And let's learn how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
让我们学习如何与圣灵合作。
So we can take our minds, our emotions, and our will and restore them to where they properly function.
叫我们的心思、我们的感情、我们的意志能够恢复到当有的功能。
Now my time is almost gone.
那我的时间差不多。
Let me just give you one example.
让我再给你一个例子。
Let's suppose it were possible.
假设这是可能的。
For me to drill a hole in your brain.
在你的脑袋里打个洞。
And I put a video recorder in your brain.
然后我放一个录影机在你的脑袋里。
And I turned it on at 6 o'clock this morning.
那今天早上我六点钟打开了。
And I record all the thoughts that you had.
然后我把你所有的心思所想的事情都录起来。
Until 8 o'clock tonight.
一直等到今天晚上八点。
Then I said, can I have the video recorder?
然后我再跟你说，我可不可以把这个录下来的东西给我？
And then I say to you,
然后我对你说
，Is it okay if I take that video recorder and show them up here on the screen?
我可不可以把你录下来？你心里所想的事放在这个荧幕上。
Every thought that you had from 6 o'clock this morning to 8 o'clock.
从今天早上六点钟开始到今天晚上八点钟，
okay、
你所有想的一切事情，
okay、
我是不是可以在这荧幕上放出来大家看？
Any volunteers?
有没有人要自愿要这样做？
Do you need to volunteer for that?
我有没有一个人自愿的要这样做？
Why not?
为什么不要？
Because we know the kind of thing that happens in our mind.
因为我们知道我们心里面发生的事。
This is why our minds need to be renewed.
这就是为什么我们心是必须更新。
This is part of this sanctification.
因为这是成圣的一个过程。
That our spirit is the place we receive the revelation from God.
因为我们的灵是接受神启示的地方。
We know in our spirit.
在我们的灵里我们知道。
But it's in our mind that we understand.
但是是我们借着我们的心是我们明白的。
Our minds were darkened.
The enemy had done work. 那仇敌已经在这里有工作。
Praise God, my brothers and sisters.
但赞美主，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
God's great salvation and sanctification.
神带来救恩，带来成圣。
Means that we can learn to be in control of what goes on in our mind.
表示说我们可以学习如何的来控制我们的心意。
Remember where Paul talks about taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ.
你记得保罗怎么样说，要将人一切的心意能够归给顺服基督。
For most of us, we think that's an impossible ideal.
对大部分人来讲，这好像是一个不可能的事。
Every thought captive.
因为所有的心意。
Taking charge of what goes on in my mind.
来掌管我们心意里面的事。
It's a major problem, brothers and sisters.
这是一个重要的事，弟兄姐妹们。
So don't be satisfied with just having a new heart.
不要只是因不要只是因为有了一个新的新心，有一个新的灵就感到高兴。
Enter into this fullness.
要进入这个丰盛。
And learn how to take control over your thinking.
要学习怎么样控制我们的心意。
Cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
与圣灵同工。
Let him renew your thinking process.
使我们的心意能够更新和变化。
Because my dear brothers and sisters,
因为亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
if we were honest,
如果我们诚实的话，
we would have to acknowledge,
我们必须要承认，
there are a lot of things in our minds,
在我们的心意里面有许多的事情
that are not according to truth,
不是按着真理行的。
We believe things that are not true.
我们会相信一些不是真理的事情。
This is what the enemy has fed us.
因为这是仇敌所灌输到我们脑海里的。
God has provided a way.
但神提供了一个方法。
For you and I to know the truth.
叫你我能够认识真理。
And what does our blessed Lord Jesus say will happen?
所以我们可称颂的主怎么说的？
You shall know the truth.
你必知道真理。
And what will the truth do?
那真理会怎么样？
Set you free.
必叫你得自由。
Do you want to be free?
你要不要得自由？
Well, this is part of it. You're free to think your own thoughts.
是说你是自由的在那里思想你要想思想的。
Sorry, brother. But brothers and sisters.
对弟兄姐妹们。
Maybe it'd be good if we had a couple of nights without sleep, huh?
也许我们应该多花一点时间。
Considering meditating on some of this.
要考虑要默想这件事情。
Now let's think about another part of our soul that gives us problems.
那我们再想一下我们这个魂里面的另外一部分。
How about your emotions?
我们的感情。
How about your feelings?
你的害怕什么？
Have you recognized how unstable they are?
你有没有注意到我们的感情非常不稳定？
How unreliable they are?
不可靠。
You can think one way, but now,
你现在这么想
and feel totally differently 5 minutes from now.
那过了五分钟后，你的感觉完全不同。
Because our feelings are so unreliable.
因为我们的感情，我们的感觉是非常不可靠的。
But how many times do we hear ourselves, "I don't feel like it"?
你多少次我们会这样讲，我真的不想这样做。
Or we allow. I'm sorry, this is not a good illustration.
对不起，这不是一个很好的比喻。
But I had some experience working on a farm.
但是呢，我曾经在一个农场工作过。
And sometimes we had these big bulls.
那有时候我们有大的牛啊。
These male cows.
一个那大公牛。
And the way that we were able to get them to go where we wanted them to go.
那我们要怎么样把这公牛带到我们要它去的地方？
Put a big ring in their nose.
我们在它鼻子里面有个大环。
On the ring.
然后在大环里面绑个绳子。
And when you pull him,
但你这样子拉，
he obeys.
那它就顺服。
Okay.But I feel like sometimes this is what our emotions do to us.
那有时候我感觉我们的情绪就是这样子来带领我们的。 拉着我们的鼻子走。
We know it's not right.
我们虽然知道不对。
But we continue to allow our emotions to tell us what we want and what we should do.
那我们还是让我们的情绪来告诉我们应该怎么做。
The Holy Spirit wants to teach us how.
那圣灵要教导我们。
To regulate our emotions.
使我们的情绪也能够受节制。
Now,The solution is not removing emotion.
那个解决之道啊，不是叫你没有情绪，没有感觉。
They walk around, they never smile.
所以你看到有些人走来走去，脸上不会笑，从来没有一个喜乐的心。
There's something unspiritual about expressing emotion.
因为他们感觉说，将你自己的情绪表达出来是不属灵的。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹们
，God created us with them.
但是情绪是神所造的。
I don't know if this is an exaggeration or something I shouldn't say.
也许这是过分，也许我不该说。
I don't want to be a human being who doesn't have emotion.
但我不要做一个完全没有感觉、没有情绪的一个人。
Try to imagine life without any joy.
你想想看，走过的人生完全没有喜乐。
Any kind of feelings at all.
没有任何一样情绪的反应感觉。
Not what God wants.
这不是神所要的。
But He doesn't want the emotion to be in.In control.
但是他不要我们的情绪好像不受节制。他要我们学习如何的节制我们的情绪。是指那个圣灵住在我们的灵里。
To express the emotions.
用借此来表达我们的情绪。
You know, God has emotions.
你知道神也是有感觉感情绪的。
Remember what it says in the scriptures?
你知道圣经怎么讲？
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
神的喜乐是我心中的力量。
So it's not wrong to have emotion.
所以有情绪有感觉不是错的。
Just that we let them control us.
但是我们不应当让他随意的来控制我们。
Well, I've already taken 5 minutes of your time.
那我有多花了五分钟的时间。
I probably will never get a chance to give it back to you, okay?
所以我大概不会在这个五分钟不能还给你了。
And so since I'm already indebted to you, I'm going to take 5 more.
我既然反正已经欠你了，我就再多欠五分钟。
Another function of our soul that's very, very, very important.
那我们魂里面另外一个功用也是非常重要的。
It's the capacity we have to make choices.
就是我们能够做决定的这个能力。
This comes closest describing what our soul is.
因为这个实在是确定了什么叫做魂呢？
It's our will.
就是我们的意志。
Okay. Now, as I said a few moments ago,
就好像我刚刚所说的
，God created us to be sovereign.
神造了我们是叫我们能够做决定。
He wants us to make decisions.
因为他要我们能够做决定。
He doesn't want us to be robots.
他不是造了一个机器人。
Something mechanical.
是机械化。
He pushes a button and we do them.
他按了一个钮你就做这个。
No,
不是。
He wants to communicate his will into our spirit.
因为他要把他的心意交通到我们的灵里。
And our mind understands what it is.
然后我们的心意能够明白这是什么意思。
And our will says,Amen.
然后我们的意志能够说阿们。
So we do the will of God.
然后我们就行主要我们行的。
We see this wonderfully displayed in the person of our Lord Jesus.
我们在这里看到主耶稣就是这样工作的。
Sometimes we think that our Lord Jesus didn't have these challenges in his life.
我们以为主耶稣生命里面没有需要做决定的这种挑战。
But let's not forget.
但我们不要忘了。
He is 100% God.
他是百分之百的神。
And 100% man.
但也是百分之百的人。
He had to learn obedience.
他必须学习顺服。
Okay. So what we find, for instance, in John's Gospel.
譬如我们在约翰福音里面看到的。
The Lord Jesus said.
主耶稣这样说。
I never say anything unless I hear my Father saying it.
若不是我从我父所听见的，我就不说。
I never do anything unless I see.My father.
那我若不是看我父所行的，我就不做。
I never take the initiative on my own.
我不是自己在那里随便做。
It all originates with my father.
所有东西都是从父来的。
Communicated into my spirit.
交通到我的灵里。
I understand it.
我明白了。
And I put it into practice.
然后我就行出来。
Now, this is what God is desiring to do in us.
这就是神希望在我们身上所成功的。
I hope you and I agree.On this matter of our Lord Jesus being the example of what it means to be spiritual.
希望你能够同意我所讲的，我们的主耶稣基督是我们学习如何属灵的一个榜样。
He lived his entire life.
他一生所有的生活是跟随灵里的带领。
Which was controlled by the Holy Spirit.
他的灵是按着圣灵的管制来做的。
Now, he didn't have the fallen nature that you and I have.
那他跟你我不一样，因为他们没有堕落的本，他没有堕落的本性。
But I want to call your attention to the situation where the Lord Jesus is facing crucifixion.
但我要请你们注意一下，当我们主耶稣面对要被钉十字架的时候。
Now you can look at it for yourself in Matthew 26.
在马太福音二十六章，你可以自己看。
He knows that crucifixion is right there. He's going to experience it soon.
他知道他自己马上就要经历这个钉十字架的事。
What does he do?
他怎么做
？He takes a couple of his disciples.
他带着他几个门徒。
He pulls away from the rest of the disciples.
让他们别的门徒从别的门徒带开了。
And he tells his disciples, "You wait here. I'm going to go over there and pray."
那对这几个门徒说：“你们等在这里，我要到那里祷告。”
Now Luke's gospel tells us that he sweat like drops of blood.
路加福音告诉我们说他汗流如血。
Now, what is the issue?
这是为什么？
What is the Lord trying to get clear about?
这个时候，我们的主到底要搞清楚什么事？
What did he pray three times?
什么东西他祷告了三次？
Not my will, but your will.
不要按我的心意，乃是要按你的旨意。
This is his Gethsemane.
那这个是他所祷告的。
Have you had your own Gethsemane?
你有没有你自己像这样子的事情？
Have you come to the place?
你有没有到了一个地方？
Where you choose out of your love for him?
因为你爱他的缘故，你拣选。
To say I totally surrender my will.
所以我完全的将我的意志献给。
Not my will.
不是按我的意志。
But your will be done.
乃是按你的旨意行。
For the rest of your life.
叫你一生都这样子。
And then you have to keep it updated.
那你每天还得继续的不断的回到这里。
Sometimes there will be major decisions that you have to make.
因为有我们一生里面有很多重大的决定要做。
Maybe you're not as clear as you need to be.
也许你还不是很清楚你该做什么。
What do you do?
那你怎么办？
You do what our Lord Jesus did.
你就照我们主耶稣做的做。
Go and you say, Father.
然后你说父啊。
I will.
你的旨意成就。
And sometimes it seems to me, brothers and sisters.
所以有时候弟兄姐妹照我看来。
That we are facing a situation we don't know what the will of God is.
有时候我们遇到一些事情，我们不知道主的旨意是什么。
But we, by the help of the Holy Spirit,
但照着圣灵的帮助。
Can stand before that situation.
我们仍然面对这个情况。
Say, Lord, I choose to deny my will. I want your will.
我们仍然能够说主啊，我不要照我自己的意志，照你的意志，然后我们就能够有自由。
To clarify for us what he wants us to do.
然后神就有自由能够让我们清楚他要我们做什么。
Let me finish with just one example.
那我再用一个比喻来做结束。
Let's take the situation when the Lord Jesus was walking on the water.
那我们看一下主耶稣在水上行走的时候。
And the disciples are in a boat.
那门徒们在船里。
They're going across the Sea of Galilee.
他们在经过加利利海。
And there's a storm comes up.
那这时候海里起了风浪。
Okay. And the disciples see someone walking toward them on the water.
然后门徒看到有一个人在水上向他们走来。
Okay. So finally, somebody thought it was the Lord Jesus.
那终于有人认出来，哎，那是主耶稣。
And Peter, as always, had to be the spokesman.
那彼得呢，就好像就总是要第一个讲话的，所以他说什么
？Lord, if that's you,
主啊，如果是你
，Let me come walking to you on the water.
让我能够走到你那里。
Now you notice he didn't say, Lord.I think that's you.
他，你注意到主耶稣。
And I'm going to jump out of this boat and start walking towards you.
所以你看到彼得没有说主啊，我猜是你，让我走，跳出来走。
He said, Lord, if that's you,
他是说主啊，如果是你
，come walk toward you on the water.
让我能够从水上走到你那里。
And when the Lord Jesus said, come,
那当主耶稣说来
，he got out of the boat.
那他就离开了船
，he began to walk.
那开始走。
This is putting our faith.
这叫做我们的信靠、按着我们的信心行
Learning how to align our will with the will of God.
使我们的心意能够与神的心意相合
For me, it seems to be the greatest challenge facing us.
在我看来这是我们一生最大的挑战
Because there's something operating inside of us.
因为在我们里面有一个运作
Now, our brotherEric has been mentioning Brother Stephen Kong.
我们的吴弟兄提到了江守道弟兄。
I've been helped tremendously by this dear brother.
那我受他的帮助极大。
Been such a great encouragement to me.
对我是极大的激励。
But I remember him saying one time.
他有一次这样讲。
We all have a tyrant living inside of us.
我们在里面都有一个暴君。
He's a petty tyrant, a small one.
是一个小的暴君。
But he likes to run everything.
但他喜欢管理所有的事情。
Do you know where that tyrant came from?
你知道这个暴君哪里来的？
From the original tyrant.
从那个大暴君来的。
If you read Isaiah 14,
你念以赛亚书第十四章
five times,
五次
，Satan says.
撒旦说
，I will.
我要
，I will.
我要
，I will.
我要
，I will.
我要
，I will.
我要。
That same poison
这个毒啊
that was operating in him,
在他撒旦里面运行的毒
found its way into our lives.
在我们生命里面也有
And so we have a tendency, a capacity,
所以我们可能会这样子我们有这倾向
to make independent decisions
会
according to our will and not his will.
会按着我们自己的心意做决定而不按主的心意做决定
Brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
the Lord said, I'm not going to leave you as orphans.
所以耶稣说我不撇下你们为孤儿
I'm going to send someone to be your helper.
我要赐下另一位保惠师
And he sent the Holy Spirit.
他就将圣灵赐下
to help us.
来帮助我们
And the Holy Spirit accepts the responsibility.
所以圣灵就接受了这个责任
Every one of us.
我们每一个人
to take us in the condition we're in.
将我们从现有的光景
process,
带领我们走过这个阶段
sanctifying us,
走过这成圣的过程
spirit, soul, and body.
我们的灵我们的魂我们的身体
our soul, that is our mind, our emotions, and our will brought into a place where they fully cooperate with God.
我们的魂就是我们的心意我们的感情我们的意志使它能够全然的按着神的心意行
So how does he do this?
他怎么做的
Through the working of the cross.
借着十架的工作
Now, do you know what it means to take up your cross?
你知道什么叫做背起自己的十字架
Lord Jesus said, first you need to deny yourself.
所以是说首先你要否定自己
And then take up your cross.
然后背起自己的十字架
When you saw someone in Jesus' day carrying a cross,
所以在主耶稣的日子如果你看到有人背十字架的话
Where were they headed?
他们要干嘛
To death.
他们准备要死
Brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
There is no other way.
没有别的办法。
The old self life has to undergo death.
现在老我必须要死。
Remember I mentioned in the beginning, this life that we received is resurrection life.
我一开始提过，我们所领受的生命是复活的生命。
When does resurrection life really work?
什么时候复活的生命才会真正的运作
？When does resurrection life manifest itself?
什么时候复活的生命才会彰显出来
？Yes, this.
怎么讲
？When we die.
当我们死的时候
there's no death, there's no resurrection.
因为没有死亡就没有复活
So the reason why we're not experiencing more and more this sanctifying work
所以这就是为什么我们没有办法经历更多更多的这个成圣的经历
Because we're not taking advantage of the opportunity the Holy Spirit creates for us
因为我们没有充分的利用圣灵所带给我们的机会
For instance, I know I'm taking your time but let's suppose in your own home
那我假设一下，假如在你的家里
，between the people who live in those four walls where you live，
那在这个同一个房间里，就跟你同生活的人，如果你们有不同的意见
，what is the Lord's way of resolving that disagreement？
那主的意思是叫你们怎么来解决这个不相同的冲突
？shouting louder，
彼此越吵越大声
，trying to convince the other person you're right，
那一直要为自己辩护，要确定别人知道你是对的
？No，
不是的
，dying，
叫你死
，dying to yourself。
向自己死
dying to what you want
向你自己要的东西
dying to the desire to be right
要向那个我一定要做对的那个感觉
some of us have this thing operating in us so deeply
但有些人在生命里面这个观念太深了
we have to be right
我们一定要是那个对的
so the Lord has to provide many many opportunities
所以神在我们生命里面要给我们很多很多的机会
for us to die
好叫我们能够死
So you don't have to go outside of your house.
所以你出了你的家
to learn how.
你不需要出你的家能够才学习如何背起自己的十字架，让你自己行。
Number of years ago,
几年以前
I somehow felt in my heart I need to find out how many times the word self is used in Webster's dictionary.
在我心里面突然有这个意念，我要从那个英文字典 Webster 字典里面找出这个。自我这个字出现几次
Anybody want to guess?
你们要猜一下有出现几次吗
The word S-E-L-F self
那个自我那个字
How many times?
出现了多少次
How many?
几次
20
20 20
How many?
几次
How about 400?
400次.
400 times.
400次.
Now what does that say?
这告诉我们什么?
It says that this is our major problem.
这是我们主要的问题啊.
This is where the difficulties are.
这就是困难的地方啊.
In our self-life.
这是我们自我为中心的生命.
And God has provided a way.
但神提供了一个方法.
We don't like His way.
我们不喜欢他的方法.
But He doesn't have another way.
但他没有别的方法.
You need to say no to yourself.
你必须要对自己说不.
Take up your cross.
然后背起十字架.
And follow the Lord.
然后跟随主.
And He will do the work.
然后他会行他奇妙的事.
Of enabling us to experience His great sanctification.
那叫我们能够经历这成圣的经验.
Thanks for your patience.
我们谢谢你的耐心.
And I do trust that somehow the Holy Spirit will encourage our hearts.
我相信圣灵会在我们心中勉励我们.
To enter in and let this work of sanctification become a reality.
要能够进入他成圣工作里面经历的实际.
In our soul.
在我们的灵里面，在我们的魂里面能够经历。神祝福你们。
God bless you.